The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
The Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary has confirmed that the cost of fuel is likely to impact flights this summer if the conflict continues in the Middle East. So what does that mean for you? Well, I'm joined by Simon Calder, who's travel correspondent with the London Independent. Hello, Simon.
Good morning. And people, of course, are very excited about the moon departure, but much more to the point, what's going to happen to people's holidays?
Yeah, and we'll,
quite rightly.
We'll talk about the summer in a moment, but you are predicting that there will be some disruption over the Easter weekend.
Well, look, there are going to be significant problems, I am hearing from various sources, which are to do with, first of all, possible air traffic control delays, which is something which has been around for many summers. And we're just kind of moving into the first test of that. But also, there are going to be problems which are not related whatsoever to people who have Irish passports. But unfortunately, Brexit means that the entry-exit system, which is applied to so-called third country nationals, which covers all British people now, means that a lot of people are waiting for many hours. Not, of course, if you have an EU passport issued by Ireland, you just breeze past. But if you are in maybe the Canary Islands, you could find that you're kind of getting stuck simply because aircraft are being kept on the ground waiting for passengers, because all the British passengers are caught up in the long queues out of the Schengen area. So I'm afraid yet another Brexit-related muddle.
Right, but so we don't get to... We might get to smugly breeze past, but we could be sitting on the plane waiting for those people who are stuck in the queues.
Exactly, yes.
So let's...
At the moment...
Sorry, Simon. Just let's talk about then what might happen looking ahead into the summer months. Many people will have booked their trips. Many others will not. So what are we expecting to see?
Okay, so the situation till the end of April, and that, of course, includes Easter, is that talking to Michael O'Leary, talking to a number of other airline bosses, they are expecting everything to be as normal. And that, and if indeed, let's all hope the Iran war ends before then things should get back on course. But actually, Michael O'Leary was saying that he believes that there could be delays, that there could be cancellations of up to 10, maybe 25% of flights because they are unable to get sufficient fuel. And bear in mind, of course, Ryanair, by far the biggest budget airline in Europe. And so therefore, if they are running short of fuel, you can be absolutely sure that Aer Lingus and everybody else is possibly going to face supply problems. Having said that, government officials are saying, look, everything is normal at the moment. It's simply that once you get to early May, the date set by Michael O'Leary, things could be trickier. And of course, there's also the concern, Claire, about surcharges. And one small airline based in the Channel Islands actually has started introducing just a £2, so €2.50 extra charge for new bookings. It's very unlikely you will be having to pay a surcharge on existing bookings. But the other thing that could happen, and I tell you what, I've locked into a few flights for May, it might be that your flight is unfortunately grounded. Point European air passenger rights rules kick in and the airline has to find you an alternative way of getting to you to your destination. But if we do see cancellations, then you will undoubtedly also see fare rises, because assuming that there's still the demand to travel, if you've got fewer seats, then the price is inevitably going to go up.
Of course, just going back to what Michael O'Leary said, I mean, very early on in this conflict, he said, we've hedged our fuel out to 2027. And I know a lot of airlines have done that. This is not, it seems not to be about the price, though, given what you've just explained to us. It's about access to the fuel, about getting your hands on it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, you can say I've got 1,000 tons of aviation fuel at a bargain price, which undoubtedly Ryanair has. But the thing is, if it's stuck on a tanker the wrong side of the Strait of Hormuz, then unfortunately that's a rather moot saving. And so the problem is that while Ryanair, like the big UK airlines, British Airways and EasyJet and many other airlines, are locked into a good low price for fuel, which means that there won't be any significant price rises for a few months yet, if the fuel isn't there, then that is a problem. I mean, we're still some way away from it, and certainly the message I would put out is that don't panic, don't assume that there's going to be anything wrong with your flight until you are told otherwise. Of course, Ireland has many sources of aviation fuel beyond the Gulf, the US, for instance, suppliers in the Netherlands, various other parts of the world. So fuel is still arriving, but of course, about the last thing the world needs is to have a hold up, which of course is impacting other airlines. And if you look over in Asia, the Pakistan Civil Aviation Authority has just said, hey, pilots, why don't you keep all your tanks as full as possible when you land? Because you really shouldn't rely on being able to uplift jet fuel when you get here, which if you're a pilot, I imagine is quite concerning. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing similar messages from the Philippines, from Vietnam.
I know you're saying not to panic, but if you haven't booked your summer holiday flights, what is the best advice now? Should you do it straight away? Because is it inevitable that we're going to see price increases?
No, it's not inevitable at all. And if you are vaguely flexible, so let's assume you've got to travel in the school holiday with the family and you want to go to Spain or Portugal because that's where everybody else wants to go, then prices are not going to get any cheaper, so you might as well book now. But there's also an argument for constructive inertia, in other words, deliberately not doing anything, because Greece, to some extent, but certainly Cyprus and Turkey, are seeing a reduction in bookings because people bluntly think it's too close to the Middle East trouble spots, and they will be coming in with some really good deals. And so I'm very happily looking ahead to June and thinking, well, I'm not going to book anything yet, but I hope there will be some excellent deals, maybe to Turkey, and that is certainly going to deliver better value than a trip to Spain, because the world and his wife all want to go to Spain because it's seen as a good safe haven, which indeed it is, and also Portugal, of course.
And Simon, all of the people who may have planned to go to the Gulf States, now I know the summer isn't, the peak summer isn't a very popular holiday time there because the temperatures are so high, but there will be a group of people who had intended to travel there who probably won't be doing so now. And they're likely to be heading to Spain and Portugal and these places too.
Yes, I mean, those high spenders, if I may, are more likely to be perhaps going off to the Caribbean. But again, it's the wet weather is an issue there. What I am very happy to predict is that as soon as the airspace is unrestricted, as soon as Emirates, Etihad and Qatar Airways can be resuming their full schedules from Dublin, and crucially, of course, onwards from Dubai, from Abu Dhabi and from Doha to parts of Africa, Asia and Australasia, there will be fantastic deals around in terms of airfares, because bluntly, they have to rebuild their very tarnished image in those locations. The airlines themselves very much want to start flying back at scale and start repairing some of the public relations damage which has been caused. So there'll be some great deals for long haul travel, particularly getting on for later in the year. So yes, on the one hand, if fuel stays high, prices are going to increase. On the other, if you're prepared to hold out for a bargain, then there are going to be some great deals.
Quick word on the old perennial of the airport strike affecting some Spanish airports. And it's not always Spain, to be fair to them, but it is a regular occurrence. When, you know, peak time arrives, we have strikes.
Well, of course, but aviation very dependent on many disparate groups of workers, all of them combining and cooperating. And if one part of that ecosystem decides that they want to strike, obviously they're going to pick peak times. Yeah, I'm seeing some delays in and out of a dozen airports, including all the big ones, so Barcelona, Madrid, Alicante, Malaga, Canary Islands, and so on. But nothing significant at the moment. However, there is a new strike beginning round about now involving a different union, which could have an impact. I don't think we're going to be back to what we have seen in the past, where they basically just say, yep, you can fly to Spain, but only with cabin baggage. Uh-huh. That's quite a challenge for families. But we might get there. As always with travel, hope for the best, be prepared for delays and disruption.
Okay, just a quick one from a listener. What happens if holidaymakers do get to their destination but find their return flight is cancelled? And if there's a likelihood that no airline will be able to return those passengers, what happens? They still have a duty to get you back, don't they?
Well, they do. I it's difficult to think of circumstances of a location. Certainly, if you're talking about Europe, the Mediterranean, the Canaries and so on, I cannot really envisage situations where that wouldn't happen. It's almost kind of going back to COVID, when suddenly every airline shut down and frontiers were closed and so on.
Yeah.
But in general, yeah, if you're flying on a European airline or you are sticking to the Mediterranean, then there is, you know, the airline will have an obligation to look after you.
To get you back.
So, yeah, don't panic.
Don't panic. Simon, thank you so much. Good advice. Simon Calder there from the London Independent.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.